Hello, everyone. It's Tanya here, and it is April 22nd, a master number day for our mastery of the Cardinal Crown Cross. So, when I picked these times, I wasn't sure how I would be feeling making a call on a day like today, but I sure feel the pressure, and I'm curious whether all of you do too. So those of you on the call, maybe you can speak up and get in line. Press star 6 anyway if you have a question. I'm going to go through a couple of the alignments for May because that's coming up and we won't have our call, I believe, until the 20th. So I want to look at that month for a while. Yesterday in our Numerology Academy call, which I know all of you, of course, are a part of, we did cover the Cardinal Grand Cross, and we covered the new moon eclipse on the 29th of April. So you can refer back to that call, which really was a fantastic call in terms of that. But if you want to discuss the Cardinal Grand Cross, absolutely we can, the eclipse. Like I said, I want to focus on May right now and hear from you also about how this week is affecting you, especially today and of course, the next couple of days. So let me just focus on May. So May in 2014 is going to be a 3 universal month, 12-3. And since 2014 is a 7, and since 14 is a 5, the 14th year is a 5, there's a lot of very interesting swirling mind energy going on that month. And it's triggered by the number 3, by the number 14-5, which the full moon is activating as well on the 14th of May. There's just a lot of movement that month, which makes sense because in April, where we have an 11-2 and we have this grand square, there's a lot of pressure that's been building, but not necessarily the pressure release. The pressure release is happening now, and then it'll really take, be really fully active in May when, in a sense, the bubble has burst, the steam has been let out, and we now have actual, movement. And that's reflected in the numerology, very much so, because 3 is about movement. It can be about exploration. It can be about really going outside of yourself, expanding your consciousness, discovering your feelings. And, of course, the flip side is that distractions, there can be drama. With the number 5 as well, it's definitely about movement, decisions, and seeing how you're going to feel, when you try very many different ideas and explore. And take risks. And, of course, the 7 is always about awakening under these conditions, the 7 universal year. So let's look at some of the main astronumerology events that happen in May, which will feel very much like a month where you're going to go within to your heart, but also share. You want to be with people. You really want to be activating your communication and connect with people and share your feelings and feel all the stuff that's been building up in April is going to be implemented and explored, right? So so the full moon on May 14th is really, really powerful because it occurs at 23 degrees. It's a Scorpio full moon, which, of course, is like major. Scorpio, anything with Scorpio is you're going to go deeply. You're going to feel things. It's Pluto, that's activated with Scorpio, and Pluto's in that grand square right now. So that will be a continuation of the effects of the grand square with Pluto and Scorpio involved. And then the 14th is activating 2014. The 23rd and the 14 are both fives. So there's a lot of shifting going on, decisions to be made, exploration, and the whole date, 5/14/2014, adds up to the number 17, which is about leaving a legacy behind. So it's going to be a very empowering time for us as well. So I would pay a lot of attention to that full moon. I'd try to find it in your chart, in your client's chart. you know, find the 23 degree spot in Scorpio, and which is where the moon will be, and of course Taurus, which is where the sun is on the 14th of May at 23 degrees. So figure out where that is in your chart and make a note of it, and take you know, all the numbers into consideration that I just mentioned. And keep in mind that this full moon actually is conjunct, the moon is conjunct Saturn. That is huge because it means Saturn is opposite the sun, right? In a full moon, the sun and moon are opposite each other. So when Saturn is conjunct the moon in a full moon, it means it's opposite the sun. So that's really going to feel somewhat restrictive. And it's like the opposite of what the numbers are saying. The numbers are saying explore and risk and feel the freedom of the moment. And at the same time, Saturn is saying, well, not so fast. I'm going to take some energy away from you. I'm going to make your life force feel a little bit more, you know, restricted right now, because I want you to focus on being disciplined and clear and have a plan in place. And also, Saturn is at 19 degrees, by the way. So there's a whole pattern that's being activated in May with the mind numbers, the numbers 1, 5, 7. May is the fifth month. We're in the 7 year. We've got the full moon at 23.5 degrees on the 14th. Those are both fives, right? And so then we have the new moon on the 28th, which is a 1, and that's at 7 degrees. Which obviously is a 7. So the 1, 5, 7 triad is really, really triggered in May. So if you have that in your core numbers, astrologically and, of course, numerologically, you'll be very much affected by, you know, exploring new ideas and getting a new mindset about parts of your life that need to be reset in some ways. And when Saturn comes into play, there are always going to be patterns in your life that will need restructuring because it is literally sitting on this full moon. So the full moon lights up everything. It's full in the sky. It lights up the sky at night. And so it's shining a light on what you want to restructure in your life. Okay, so that could be anything. It could be from your diet to a business idea you have, a goal you have, a project. It can be releasing certain patterns of behavior or doing so that others can be more free, because, you know, the number 5 is really activated with the 14.5 and the 23.5 with this full moon, so it is about freedom. So you're setting yourself free. You're setting certain mind patterns free within yourself, but you're also doing it you know, in terms of in relation to the people in your life. And so your partner and your kids and your parents and friends, there are certain tendencies and patterns that may have restricted you in those relationships before, and those will be set free in some way. So go find in your chart where this is taking place. Look at your personal numbers for May. Look at what personal month it is for you, obviously the personal year for you, and take all of that into consideration when you look at these dates and times, and you'll get a real sense of how the month will unfold. And remember, this is the month after the big April events that we're going through as we speak right now. So it's going to be a month of really taking all the pieces that have emerged, the ideas, the discoveries, the release that has come from the actual volcano, you know, taking off during this time, the pressure being released, and taking those ideas and taking that flow of energy and making sense of it, you know, making a plan, making, okay, so what do I do now? Now that I know this, where do I go from here? And this full moon will really allow you to feel the freedom and to make the decisions that you need to make. Okay, so that's one thing. Then a few days later, on May 19th, 20th, depending on where you live, it'll be the U.S., it'll be May 19th, in Europe and Asia, Australia, it'll be May 20th, Mars goes direct. And Mars has been retrograde for quite a while, so this is a big deal. Mars is usually only in a sign for 6 weeks. It has been in Libra and will be for 7 months because of the retrograde. And so Mars is moving forward again. Mars is actually very involved with everything right now because of the Cardinal Grand Cross. It is part of that Cardinal Grand Cross. It triggers it in a big way. It is also the ruler of Aries, which is a cardinal sign. So when Mars goes direct again after a long retrograde, we will feel it energetically, and that is a good thing. So again, it ties in with the number 3 for May, the 12-3 universal month, which is very much about movement. And Mars will allow you to feel that movement definitely by the second half of the month. Okay, so, and it like I said, it follows a few days after the full moon. So that's going to be an important few days right there. It does so at 9 degrees, which is a lovely number of culminations, endings, but also love and feelings. And 9 and 3 are in the same triad. So there's just a lot of feeling and discovery going on. Now, let me just mention here that the love when it comes to Mars right now is very much about your intimate relationships, because Mars is in Libra, and Libra is ruled by Venus. Mars and Venus together obviously form male-female energy, so they govern our intimate relationships. So this month, you will feel, with this lineup, a strong emphasis on your relationships, or you may actually, if you're not dating somebody, may start dating a person who really becomes meaningful in your life. When Mars moves direct in Libra, it is important. It will also affect finances, just worldwide finances. When Mars is in Libra, there are often pretty major financial breakthroughs or just financial news stories that you know can be have a huge effect on all of us. And so this Mars, moving from retrograde to direct event in May also indicate during that time and going into June, while Mars is still in Libra, it will leave Libra after that, but while Mars is still in Libra and moving direct, it will indicate, I think, possibly some financial news stories at that time. So you can pay attention to that as well. So 9 degrees, you want to just cement, the relationship issues, but also look at your finances, make sure that all is in order, that you're clear on what's going on, because 9 is the final number. And then, let's see, let's go to one other event here, actually a couple more. The first is on May 15th, right between that full moon and Mars going direct again, we have Venus conjunct Uranus. So that is going to be felt because it happens in Taurus. Venus rules Taurus, so it happens while the Sun is in Taurus, I should say. Venus conjunct Uranus will happen in Aries, because obviously Uranus is in Aries right now. And so it will trigger that Cardinal Grand Cross again. And like I said, since Venus rules Taurus, it is an important moment. Even though Venus is fast moving as a transit, we need to pay attention to that. That happens May 15th, which is, it's a 6. It ties into that 369 code that's activated by virtue of May being a 3 universal month. And so, and Venus governs also our feelings. So, you know, you can feel with Uranus being involved, you'll have some active moments around just how you feel, and also the sense, your environment. How do you feel about your environment? Is there something that needs to be changed? It may affect female relationships in your life, and it may trigger a shift in you as a female, as a woman. So Venus conjunct Uranus is in a grand square situation, can bring up, again, those issues that need to just be looked at, you know, while we're on this discovery, this Grand Cross discovery, the effect of which will be lasting on us, you know, for a long, long time. So this is just another part of the storyline here that happens in May. And then the last event that I want to cover today for May is the new moon on the 28th of May. As I said before, the 28th is a 10-1, and that's a mind number, and it's at 7 degrees in Gemini. So this is the Gemini new moon, and 7, of course, is the universal year. So we have, again, the number 17, the numbers 157 triggered on this day by the numbers. And it occurs at on a 22 universal date. So the 5/28/2014 is the actual date for this new moon. Pay attention to that, because 22 is very much a, you know, as you know, a master number. Today is the 22nd, the day of this call. It will govern relationships. It will govern being at peace. And, you know, it will ask that you focus on peace and meditation and breathing. Now, I want to mention here something that I haven't taught in Numerology Academy or Future Forecast Formula are the ancient Egyptian numbers. That's a whole nother system that I will create in a course eventually. But what I will say here is that 22 in this system does govern the ability to discern, and it is very much connected to whether we feel at peace or not. So, you know, and May, by the way, in the system is the month of peace. In the ancient Egyptian numerology system, they call it the star wisdom. May is the month of peace. So this date, which is a 22 date for that new moon, that day also in numerology for us, Western numerology, not ancient Egyptian, is what I call the Buddha number. And Buddha was all about meditation and peace and equilibrium. So I'm bringing this up because this new moon is a wonderful opportunity when you look at the different modalities here to look at what brings you peace of mind. It brings it all together, peace of mind, because the mind numbers are triggered and the number of peace is triggered in a couple of different modalities. And I think it's going to be a very welcome new moon experience after all the energy we will have really, you know, gone through between now and then. So you can look forward to that one. And I believe it falls right around Memorial Day here in the United States. So that'll be a nice thing as well. So, you know, it triggers for the Northern Hemisphere the real beginning of going outside and, you know, having fun, being out in nature and all of the fun things we do when winter's over. So that is a really nice addition there. Now, remember that 22 is a master number, so that date will ask you to really to step up and take time to breathe and meditate and do your Qigong or whatever it is that you do to get grounded. 22 reduces to 4. That is the grounding number. Okay, so the month will end in a more grounded way, but the most of the month will be very much a month of movement. So if you ever do feel distracted or you feel like pressured to make decisions and you know, out of sync a little bit, just remember that there are a lot of movement numbers, 369-157, that are being triggered this month. And so you'll have to make an extra effort to really go within and find that peace inside of you. Because it may feel a little bit, you know, convoluted, disconcerting at times when all these energies swirl around you. So at the same time, it's exciting. So movement is good when you want to move forward, as long as you stay present, you know, and catch yourself. So there we go. That's a preview of May. Now, all of you who have questions, press *6. This is your time to ask me anything that you have on your mind concerning what's coming up. And or even, like I said, the grand square going on now, the eclipse going on now, or how you might be feeling right now. So let me take our first caller. Let's see here. We have Anonymous. Hello.
Hi, Tanya. This is Linda again.
Hi, Linda. Yes, you said yesterday you would be asking a question. Here you are.
Well, actually, I couldn't remember what that question was, but hopefully, maybe by the end I'll figure it out. But I did forget to ask the second part of the question from yesterday. So for the when you're figuring out events for the world, we used Greenwich Mean Time. When we want to look at something within the U.S., you said, I think you said one time on a post on the group page that you look at the capital of the country. So we would Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So if you're literally doing casting a chart in order to do a reading for a country, what you do is you cast it for the capital of the country.
Okay.
Now, I've had some of my astrologer colleagues feel that that should be Philadelphia because that's where the Constitution was signed, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, Washington was not the capital, you know,
right.
In 1776. So some people actually use Philadelphia. So that's something you can look into. They're not that far apart, you know, in terms of distance, as you know. So, but some people do use Constitution Hall, that area, and not D.C. But I use Washington, D.C. because I'm doing it. I feel like it's current for now. So, and that's one way. The other way to do it is if you're looking at a specific event for an area of the country, you want to use that area. So if you're looking for something that's happening, that's happened, for example, let's say an event happens in New York, you want to cast a chart for that, for Manhattan, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, and then for us, we would just do it for where we live, or it doesn't really matter?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I usually do, like, I live in L.A. now, so I just say L.A.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes more sense to me. But, you know, if you can check, you know, I was born in Virginia, so I can see the difference. I can sometimes, if I really, really am looking closely at a moment in time that I want to analyze, I may cast both the chart for where I was born and the chart for where I live now, you know, for the locations. But I think where you are now is really where you're going to feel the effect because it is for a current event and that's where you're living, right? So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not sure that I'm feeling so, I guess I feel at peace today. I don't really feel like I see a lot of people on Facebook saying that they're feeling really intense today. I just feel kind of peaceful, but I did go out twice today and purchased something, and my change at the first store was $13.40 and my change at the second store was 58 cents, so 13 and 4, and I was like, oh, hello.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. And it's funny too that you are so ingrained in numbers that you're paying attention to that. So, you know, I do too. You know, when I get change back, I do look for signs sometimes like that. That's really, really funny.
Well,
yeah,
but when they said $13.40, I was like, oh.
and they're probably wondering why you even made any comment about that. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, well, 22 is such a – I love this number, you know, and it's just – it is a number of peace, you know. So I don't remember what your core numbers are, too, but
I have
even
– two sixes and an eight.
Two sixes and eight, yeah. So your eight definitely relates. Is the eight the destiny number or is
eight
it the –
Eight is destiny, yes.
It's the destiny. Okay, yeah. Okay, so – that is good. I think what can happen sometimes is if, like, your two sixes are not in conflict with the four. So you have no conflict with this, with these numbers, you know, 2, 4, and 8, which are the number four, obviously, is the one that's really triggered today. So, but for somebody who may have a 3 or even a, gosh, what are some of the other conflict numbers? I'm trying to remember. Definitely know 3 is in conflict. 9 may also be in conflict. So more the, not the 6, but the 3 and the 9, they have issues with that number 4. I know there are others as well. 4 has like the most numbers it's in conflict with. So, but for you, you just happen to have a triad that's fine with this number. I'm not saying that's why you're at peace. I mean, the reason you're at peace is because of your perspective too. You know, I mean, it really is how you take things. So, which is huge that you're able to stay calm. I feel the pressure today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not feeling it in a necessarily negative way, but I certainly am feeling something. And my daughter keeps coming into the room saying, Mom, you know, she's doing really well today. And then she gets stuck and she keeps coming in saying, Mom, is it the Cardinal Grand Cross? It's really funny. Like she has something to blame it on, you know. So, anyway, but, yeah, you know, in the end, Linda, it really does come down to understanding what's going on and then moving through it because you have the understanding, you know. So, what I'm feeling, just to share what I'm feeling, is an overwhelming amount of sudden things that need my attention from both my assistant and clients. My sales started today, so it's like, okay, you know, I wasn't expected to be on the phone with Molly for half an hour because of some issue with Infusionsoft and, you know, stuff like that. So it's just like that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all good things in the end, though, right?
All good things in the end and things that need reworking, right? So the issues we were having were things that were needing to be adjusted. Because this whole thing is like a whole spinal adjustment. Our spinal, you know, cord of life is being adjusted right now with this battery powered Grand Square. So if there's anything that is being brought to our attention, it's like, okay, so just get it in order and you'll be fine. The square is about that, getting things in order, and not shirking from the responsibilities. So really, it comes down to just being responsible, you know? So, and the negativity that some may be feeling, I don't know what you're seeing on Facebook, I mean, that may also just be a projection because, like I said yesterday on our call, there are some astrologers out there who literally are making this a big deal in terms of doom and gloom, which I really don't understand why people do that. I guess they don't have anything better to do than to see the negative in something like this. So that is, again, something we have to be aware of when we're reading some of all this stuff online. You know, you have to be careful, you know, about how you perceive. Because all it is in the end is one person's view, you know, about what's happening. And it's not gospel, right? It's their interpretation. It's coming from them. So that's why the more you spend time with the chart in front of you and look at it and get inspired by it and see that the number 13 is just an amazing, amazing transformation number, and it will affect us. Like I said, you also may not be feeling it today because maybe your trigger is happening next month. Maybe that's when you really start having something where you go, okay, I can see now how it's moved through into my life now and how the timing needed to be in May or in June for me personally. You know what
or
I mean?
Or that I think that the solar eclipse might be it because it's at 14 degrees right on my sun at 14 degrees Cancer.
Exactly.
Jupiter.
Jupiter. We talked about this yesterday. Yeah, and that may be the trigger point for you. I mean, we'll see, you know. But you're exactly right. So it's just to pay attention and to know, because you are somebody who's counseling others and have clients, you at least, even if you don't feel it, understand where they're coming from just from looking at what the energy alignment is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if they have an issue, by the way, this is another big thing for future forecast formula. Once you know the numbers well and you know the shadow side of the numbers as well as the positive aspect, you can really see what it is your clients are needing to work through. You know, what is it about this event that is triggering them? Well, the number 13 and 22 is very much involved. So is it showing up in their life that they are not organized? Is it something that they don't have a plan and they just feel like lost because of it? And so they see the world as being against them. Because without a plan, how can you feel confident in moving forward, right? You're just sort of grappling at straws. You have no idea. You can't just base everything on, okay, well, today I'll do this, and tomorrow, well, let's just try something else today. You need to have some kind of idea of what you're moving towards, right? So this is just an example. So if you have a client who is feeling very much affected by this Grand Cross, look at the numbers in it, see how, and then talk to the person about how much their life is organized. Is there...
Hello?
Hello? Okay, let me know if you can hear me. I am still here. So as I was saying to Linda, it is really important that you understand the numbers. So Linda, if you're still there, you can get on again. You were saying hello. You couldn't hear me before. So hopefully you can hear me now, but press star 6 if you're there. So just look at the numbers code. Understand what's going on. There you are. Let me just unclick you, see what happened.
This is the second time the call's dropped me today. I'm not sure what's going on. Hey, maybe that's my pressure.
Exactly. That's right.
What's Mercury doing? Let me see.
That is so funny. There you go. Okay. So, but we got organized again, and you're back on. So you know what I'm saying, though, about the code and just, like, this is deeply looking, and it's really being in tune with your client at this point and, mm-hmm. and knowing what's going on, you know, like understanding their code, knowing the code that's being currently activated for them, the monthly, the personal, all the stuff that they're dealing with. But also here we have a cardinal Grand Cross, we have the eclipses, right? So we want to look at those numbers, and if they're having major issues, the last thing I said before you said hello is looking at if something's working or not. Is it in order? You know, the word order. So do they need to get their car checked up? Do they need to look at certain things they may have neglected, right? So, you know, it's basically understanding intuitively where to go with what you're given, basically, with the actual codes that are in place. You know, both for them personally and universally. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was all my questions.
Okay, good. Wonderful, Linda. Well, thank you. And by the way, this event for you, does it happen before our next call or after? I can't remember. The 14, the Jupiter.
Oh, no, it's the April 29th. So I guess I can report the April 29th.
Oh, that's
the new
right.
moon.
Mm-hmm. So it's the eclipse. Okay.
The eclipse, the solar eclipse, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, let us be interesting to know, because one of the nice things about being on these calls with each other is sharing how things are affecting us and whether we have felt an effect. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really nice to speak up and share that, because what we share with each other is always illuminating, because it helps us then to understand our clients as well and understand ourselves better. Mm-hmm. Who knows what, you know, I know you're on Skype, right? Is that
right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. So maybe it's the Skype call that interfered with you being able to hear me. But if it wasn't, you know, it could be some kind of communication thing too as well, you know, that's happening, because the battery power that's going right now with this cardinal Grand Cross is very intense. So if you feel like your message isn't coming through, or you feel like you're not hearing the message clearly, it could be related in some way. If you look in your chart, well, where is this Grand Cross taking place? You know, and also I have to say here too, because you mentioned Jupiter and the number 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 14 is about communication. That's the media number, you know. So it is about us communicating
mm-hmm.
our message. And so when we say, because you mentioned Mercury, well, Mercury is just one part of the equation. There are numbers involved, too, that we can look at. You know, the number 3 and 5 are about communication.
Right.
So looking at that as well.
Right. The first time it dropped me was when you were talking about the May 15th Venus conjunct Uranus, and I got to where you said there's active moments, so I have to go back and listen to that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, maybe that, here's another thing. If it actually stops working at a specific moment and you have to go and re-listen, it may be because those moments may be of significance to you when they actually happen, those actual, you know, the May 15th moment. And
okay.
whatever moment it was that we were disconnected, which I think is when I said you need to get your, you might want to check your car. I don't know what I was saying. Anyway, you can check it. So, yeah, I was talking obviously about something that isn't actually based on a specific day at that point, but definitely the Venus-Uranus conjunction, you might want to look, where is that happening for you? You know, it's in Aries, obviously. It's around 13, 14 degrees, so, and it's happening on the 15th of May. So what personal day is that? The 15th, obviously, is a 6. And you have two of those, so that's important, right? So
right,
yeah,
great. Actually, I just thought of one thing. Do you recall when the last Grand Cross was in 1934, 4 or 5? What day? So I could go look it up.
Oh gosh.
If you don't know, worries. I can just go figure it out. But if you had the month and the day, I could just that'd be helpful.
You know, I did at one point have that, and I believe if you actually just Google the 1934 Cardinal Grand Cross, there may be some articles about it. I just remember being interested in the history that was going on, you know, at that time. So, but in terms of an actual date, yeah, I don't have that information.
Okay, that's all right. I can just figure it out. Thanks.
But what I do remember is that Uranus, Jupiter, and Pluto were in this cardinal grand cross. So those are three of the planets that we have now. Right? So,
okay.
And that's what made it a little bit interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, it's when the New Deal was led to the Securities Exchange Commission, you know, that whole thing that Roosevelt planned. And it was also when we had the Dust Bowl. So I'm curious how this summer is going to be. How will it affect, this Cardinal Grand Cross affect the summer? And actually your question is very valid because it will be interesting to know, did it happen early in the year too and then affect the rest of the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or did it happen later in the year?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well,
thing I don't know, by the way, is if another planet was involved, because sometimes you can say there is a grand square, but the fourth planet, for some astrologers, they say it's a grand square, but the fourth planet may actually not be there. So there were not two pairs of opposites, there were three planets, right? It's still very powerful because three planets are squaring each other. So it still makes a difference, but what made this one so powerful is that Mars went retrograde and completed it at 13 degrees. So so some astrologers actually call it a grand square even when one planet is missing. I don't do that, so I'm not sure if this one was an actual real, you know, four-planet square or not. But that's something you can research. In any case, even if three planets square each other that are slow-moving, like you would have with Uranus and Jupiter and Pluto, those are all slow-moving planets, right? They're not personal planets.
Right.
It's extremely powerful. So, yeah, I'd, I would be curious to know. If you do find out, let us know.
Oh, yeah, I'll post it on the page.
Yeah.
The NUAC page to say it's for future forecasters.
Yeah.
Well, it affected the other people. You mentioned it yesterday, too. So
I mentioned it yesterday. And the other one I mentioned that I just came across by chance when I was doing a little bit of research is the one in the 1300s. And that one really interested me because, first of all, it says 1300s, but there was a lot happening back then history-wise. And that one was a true grand cross with four planets, and I believe, and it was a cardinal one. So that may be one. It may take more time, though, to find information about that. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if our astrology programs, I believe they do go as far back as you want. But yeah, I haven't even tried anything in the 1300s, so you may want to see if it actually works for you.
Yeah, I'll try that and see. So
because they do have old people, old famous people, you know, like Mozart, but they're, I don't know how far back they go, because I don't know in terms of records, you know, they have Johann Sebastian Bach, he was 1685, but do they go, can you go, you probably can go back as far as you want, be interesting, but they probably don't go before Christ, they probably don't go BC.
Okay,
yeah.
But I'll try it. I wonder when in the 13, I guess I can Google it and find out when
yeah.
in the 1300s
yeah.
happened.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Great.
Cool.
Good.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Linda.
And
perfect.
Have a good birthday before, since we won't talk to you again until after that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, you see, it's right before my birthday, so pressure. I have the excuse. And sometimes that helps when you have an excuse. It just actually lifts the pressure. It's like, okay, got it.
So just remember to breathe and meditate.
Yeah.
Walk.
Exactly. That's so funny. Yeah, thank you. You too, and enjoy your eclipse experience. I'll be curious to know what happens.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
All right, Linda.
Have a good
one.
Right,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so anybody else speak up now? You can press *6 to get on, and we will otherwise wrap up this call. We covered a lot, and I think you have a lot of material here to just delve into the next month. And this is something I'd like to do, actually, every month, is just to give you an idea of what's coming up for the following month. It's very helpful to have these degree numbers, you know, just to know them, to even just know what time to cast your chart for, which, by the way, I'm just going to give you those times now so you don't have to find out yourself. So the full moon on May 14th, write this down, May 14th, 2014, double 14 right there, is at 8:17 p.m. GMT. That's universal time, 8:17 p.m. on May 14th. And the Mars goes direct, let me give you that time as well, on May 20th, and that's around 2:40 a.m. GMT. So for us in the States, it would be May 19th in Canada. And then, let's see, the new moon is on May 28th at, I have here, 7:40 p.m. GMT. So that's May 28th, 7:40 p.m. GMT. So this way you can cast your charts easily, see the numbers, and do the bi-wheels for, you know, where the outside wheel is the transits, the inside wheel is your charts. And don't forget to always look at progressions as well, because even within a few months, the progressed sun, the progressed, you know, personal planets can move to a point that may be very important. And obviously, always the progressed moon you want to look at, because every month that moon moves a degree. So you want to always stay in touch with where is my progressed moon right now in terms of your forecasting. That's really, really important. I can't stress that enough, that progressed moon. And, of course, the solar arcs, they move, all of the planets move a degree a year. You really, really want to pay attention to those as well when you're doing a very in-depth forecast for your clients. Okay, so there we go. We have nobody else in line today. I guess everybody is under pressure to perform and listening to this call later. That's all I can assume at this point. In any case, I wish all of you a fabulous April. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. And we'll speak again on, I believe, May 20th. So we'll talk then. Have a happy Grand Cross. And take advantage of this energy surge. It is fabulous. All right? Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.